when you were, let's go back a little bit, maybe to right out of high school or during your high school times, you got to play sports.
Oh, yeah.
Is there anything during that time that you can recall?
Well, we played football, but I was in school there during that time. But after I got out of school, you know, my doing my work that took up quite a bit of my time. I didn't have time to play no sports, and I knew of some boys that, you know, wanted to play in a league. Let's see, we had the Anniston Rams. There's a team they call the Anniston Rams. And they played up here, well, what they call Johnson, it used to be Johnson Field.
Yeah.
And so you still didn't have no interracial players.
Mm-hmm.
But you had some players that to play, just as good as the rest of them, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But they just, time just wasn't allowed to play.
So you can't remember, by not being allowed to play, did that bother you out, or was you pretty much content on what you were doing?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, well, to a certain extent, because, you'd have to have somebody that's really, and to go and say, then didn't want to, okay, if you go and say something about it, then someone might think you're just trying to start something.
Start trouble.
Yeah, and start trouble. And so then, so we just,
So you just kind of felt
continued.
Just don't say anything because you really didn't want to start any trouble.
No, you didn't want to start no trouble, because just played played ball among ourselves, mostly.
So, I guess after the war there, you probably, can you recall if you were treated any differently as far as rations, stamps, or anything? Were you?
I remember a little about ration stamps. My dad had to go down to the ration store to get stamps.
Mm-hmm.
And certain things that were rationed, like coffee, sugar, and cigarettes. There was you couldn't get cigarettes that he used to.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's, you had to use stamps to get those items. And so, and I'd go down there with get a few ration stamps and
So there was nothing different between the black people and the white people. Did they get more stamps? Did you notice that?
No, I didn't know whether they got more stamps or not. Because being small, I just had to do what my mom told me to do. But I didn't get
your dad, he worked what did he do for a living?
Okay, back in that time, he was a miner. Well, went to a different, he worked up in Virginia in a mining tunnel, coal mine. And that's, I remember that a little bit, because he'd be gone for months and months at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So, but during the time he's gone, he never went hungry.
Never had any problems?
No, because Mom, she kept everybody in line.
Yeah.
It's much different back there than it is now. Cause, the mothers, they really saw after the shooting, and made sure they, But see, like now, I guess it's the moms, they're younger, and they just got so much things to do, and so they just don't have the time.
Maybe they're working more now, I guess.
Well, yeah.
Is that what you see different between men and now?
I don't know. Some mothers, I said, they don't take the time to see after the children. Like, mothers used to
You think your father maybe not want, maybe he didn't want your mom to work? Was he thinking?
Oh no, she worked.
Oh, did
you? Yeah, she worked. And she'd go in and be washing, ironing, you know, taking washing, ironing. That's mostly the thing that she would do.
Yeah. What do you think has changed that from then and now about the way women are looked at? I know back then they were looked at mainly to take care of the household. What do you think has caused this change?
Okay, your economics is a lot of change. Things are higher, and it just when you buy a house, it takes two of them to take care of it and to, you know, pay for it and pay everything, and you got schooling's much higher, much higher. Everything is just higher, so it's going to take
two income
to really to manage. And see, like the people now, they got only a higher standard of living.
Yeah.
And so actually, you have to be going to take two to keep that up. You know? Yeah.
So, so as you got out, went through high school, and you were taught to do things, and you got out, you got a good job. Anything else that you could think of, maybe through your working?
Well, yeah. Okay, if I had the opportunity to go to college, which I didn't have at that time, you know, when I got out of high school, maybe I would have, okay, because while I was in the during that time, my dad, he was working at a pipe shop then. He was working at a pipe shop, but him and my mom, they're separated. So when I got out of high school there, and then I had to go to work in order to try to help dad keep the house going, you know. Didn't have that opportunity. I would like to rent. Yeah. Just didn't have that opportunity.
You think maybe if you didn't have to work, you would have went to college? Was the opportunity there for you to go to college like a white boy?
Well, no. No. You have to be very, very, very smart. Your parents have to be, had a real, real good income in order to go to college.
So if you had been, maybe there was no other box of you going to college other than maybe money or you weren't just you there was a college there for you, you could have went to a college other than
that was college you had to
say it later, but you had to go to a black college.
Oh yeah, you'd have to go to a black college, and unless you went north, Yeah, and that's when you have the integrated colleges up in the area.
Do you remember anything about that in Alabama here, about the time of integration in the school system? Did you have any problems with your children or anything?
Oh, with my children when they was in school?
Yeah.
Oh, no. See, it was already integrated when my children were. The two oldest boys, okay, it was still segregated then, and then the latter years, no, the third boy, the baby boy, okay, when he got into to school, to going into grade school, even grade school, it was integrated then.
Okay.
But the two older boys, they were still segregated, and they.
What did you have? Can you recall any problems at the time of transition there? Can you recall that? How was it accepted? How did your boys accept it?
Well, it wasn't, okay, now, to my surprising, it wasn't any conflict at Oxford, you know, to my knowing, to my remembrance. When they integrated there in Oxford, smoother than what everybody expected, you know. Because, the city of Oxford, it was mostly you know, a white county, mostly. Mm-hmm. And so when you're speaking about blacks going to school and, you know, to an Oxford, they just didn't. Now, I think Welburn, the biggest problem, you know, is integrating out there. That's, I can remember them having a problem, but in Oxford, never been in the head.
Mm-hmm. What do you think the reason for that was? For no problems?
Well, I think, you know, the, they knew that it was coming, and so I guess they, some of the Latin speakers, the biggest majority of the speakers in Oxford, they, you know, say, look, okay, we had it, you know, better education, so as a human, mm-hmm. all humans should, you know, should have the same, mm-hmm. so, you know, change. So I guess that might have been one of the reasons, you know. Yeah.
Okay, after this, you got a job, you were an insurance salesman, and then you got a, where did you go from there?
Okay, from there, I went to what they call it, well, Northeast Alabama Regional now. It used to be Anniston Memorial Hospital. And so that's where I worked at, up there for about 3 years. Yeah. And from there, I went to Fort McClellan. Worked up there about 9 years.
What are you doing?
Okay, at the hospital, I was a, worked in the laundry room. Yeah. Yeah.
Who years was that?
That was in the year of 60.
So how did you, by times change and you're going through some changes of integration in schools and segregation, were you feeling better at this time in your life? Was it better for you during this period of time? Than
well, yeah, time? Because this we were still in the segregation stage, okay. Okay, now, at, say, when I even went to the hospital, that's this is during the time we had, see, they had, how many units they had then? See, they had unit one. Okay, that was the, unit one, that was the black ward. That's where all the patients just had one unit for blacks now. Okay, and then you had unit two through, I think it was two through eight. That was their rest of the ward, that's for the white patients, you know.